Racing Pulse with Michael Felgate.
Well, it's always great when Winx is returning to the track to speak to her trainer, Chris Waller, who has got a horrendously busy couple of days. 52 runners, and it finishes tomorrow night at 7:30 at Toowoomba. But all the talk will be about the mighty mare Winx, who is looking for 30 in a row. Chris, great to speak to you this morning on Racing Pulse. How are you going?
Good, Michael. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, everything's been straightforward this week with Winx and fortunately the other horses as well. So thoroughly looking forward to tomorrow's return. And as you've probably heard me say, she looks picture perfect and nothing's changed since the spring.
You can't say you'd be sick of talking about her, but as you say, you've done so much media, you talk about her so much. So I don't want to dwell too much on her, but are you any more nervous than what you have been first up before other campaigns? Because this was much talked about whether you would continue her career this time in.
Yeah, not really. I guess the only thing is you're just conscious of you're making the right decision, but that's been discussed thoroughly with the owners, the jockey, Hugh Bowman, and all my staff. And yeah, she seems no different to when she was when leaving the stable in early November. They're only really a few months on, and nothing's changed, as I said. So in terms of pressure, well, it's what you put on yourself, really. And yes, there is a lot of pressure, but it's nothing that we haven't been used to over the past couple of years. She brings about a lot of public interest and expectation, to say the least. And I guess, whether it was her second year of being undefeated or a third year or now, it's still the same responsibility. So we treat it very seriously, of course, but everything looks on track for mine.
I know you take every race at its time before making further decisions, but in your own mind, are you pretty much comfortable with the fact and set in your mind that this is her farewell campaign?
Yeah, I think so. We've got to be realistic, and that is the fact that none of us are as effective as we get older, and we need to respect Winx and make sure that she's seen at her very best for as long as we can, but at the same time, not overstep the mark. So, yeah, it's a fine line, but I guess we're still running now because we've looked after her so well and the owners have allowed me to space her races, give her plenty of spells in between her preparation, so she realistically only really had three or four races every prep and goes for a holiday. And once, a couple of years back, she had five runs. That was simply because I wasn't happy with the way she's going. We put the extra run in and it worked out well. But realistically, three or four runs spell. And I think that's been a big part of why she's still racing so well now.
Well, we can't wait to see her tomorrow. You've got six in the Apollo, including Tom Melbourne, who you did the unthinkable with, winning last start. He's on an all-star mile trial. And you've even got the support of Shane Warne on the Tom Melbourne bandwagon. Can he run second?
He can. He's got fitness on his side and the race maps as if he'll be out in front without a lot of pressure being applied. So he'll take some beating. There's no doubt about that. He's been running, as you know, seconds in a lot of the big group ones and looks like he's come back better than he's been for a while. So he's certainly going to help his claim getting into the All-Star Mile and need a bit more support to get his votes up. So anybody listening, don't be afraid to give Tom a bit of support because he'll run well.
Well, the problem is they've all voted for the Autumn Sun, who is leading the votes when today they go dark. We turn them off. But is he not going to run in the race? Have you made a final decision on that?
I haven't made a final decision, but the plan was always to go into the Hobart Hill, which is next Saturday, 8 days' time, and then the ramp Guineas and then start to take on the older horses from there. So that only leaves a 7-day turnaround from ramp Guineas to the All-Star Mile. So I think it would be unlikely.
Yeah. Well, we can't wait to see all of your good horses. Before I have a chat about the ones this weekend too, I was really taken talking about the Autumn Sun with the trial of Zusain heading to the Newmarket. He looks like he's come back magnificently.
Yeah, he's come back well. We didn't tend to run him in the lightning this week, but he had a minor setback with the temperature, which is well past now. And as you said, he's trialled really well Monday, and he'll more than likely run at Caulfield next Saturday. And I think it used to be called the Zedative over 1,200, and then 2 weeks later in the Newmarket.
A lot of talk about the Autumn Sun's trials. Have you any concern with how he's been trialling?
Oh, you'd love to see every horse win every trial, every race, but it doesn't work like that. And I think a lot of good horses only perform under pressure, and you don't get pressure at trials. It's normally pretty slowly run, and then they sprint home. And if you're sprinting home with handy horses, it's mathematically pretty hard to peg them back just over a very short distance of, say, 300 metres of the sprint. So I guess the best one to compare him to is Winks, and you'll never see her win trials, or I think she has won one, but it was a matter of circumstances more than anything. And even she doesn't perform until she's under that race pressure. So I think this bloke's exactly the same in my eyes. What I'm seeing at home is going very well, and I'd expect him to be proving that to everybody next Saturday.
There's a lot of talk about will he get to meet Winks in a race. Is that likely to occur or not?
Well, if he keeps winning and she keeps winning and she keeps racing and he keeps racing, there'd be a big chance. We don't separate our runners, hence the reason why there's a number of the stablemates take weeks on. So we'll have to see how the autumn unfolds, Michael.
Well, gee, it'd be mouth-watering. Would it be a Queen Elizabeth, which would be, if they do have undefeated preparations, would be the potential clash, the final?
Oh, it could be the All-Star Mile, Michael.
Stop it.
Well, you stop it.
Let's have
Who knows? Who knows? If they keep putting the right races on at the right time of year in Australia, there's going to be a lot of opportunity for good horses to race together. If they keep putting races on to keep them apart, it's not going to be good for the sport, is it?
Mm. You're going to have everyone from Racing Victoria ringing you now. Let's have a look at your runners at Flemington, because we're looking forward to the Lightning as well. Speaking of your good three-year-olds, one of the very good ones is Lean Mean Machine. He looks like he's trialled up really well. What are you expecting? He's got the wood over Graff first up last time, and the three-year-olds look like the ones to beat.
Yeah, he's come back really well, and I think he'll be a better later three-year-old than earlier three-year-old, simply on tight. There's a lot of positive feedback from his riders, and he looks great. So, pretty handy horse, and as you said, he's showing everybody a glimpse of his ability, and just want to tick that Group 1 box now and add to his group wins that he's already had.
Happy drawn 10 down the straight?
Yeah, you always find a better barrier if you're given the opportunity, but he's a pretty tractable horse. He just does everything right, and I think that's a big plus. Plus, had the experience up the straight and a quiet jump out last Friday.
You mentioned about your stablemates clashing. There's been a lot of talk about Nature Strip not running the Lightning. Many thought that the Lightning would have been his. Was that purely a programming situation? You weren't trying to dodge Lean Mean Machine?
No, definitely not. We basically took those horses over from Darren Weir, and he gave us some recommendations on where they should go, and it just seemed silly to change things, and that was his plan to run him there after he missed the run the week before, and then obviously consider the new market, which is 4 weeks between runs, which we're still doing, but we've sort of thrown in the Oakley plate, providing he doesn't get too much weight, as a suitable option over 1,100 metres. And he returned well and did a good job last Saturday. So it seems logical, yet backing up within 7 days for a sprint, I don't think it's perfect.
So we'll most likely see him next week then?
Hope so.
All right, we'll look forward to that. Quickly run through your runners at Flemington. Mountain Breath in the first is an interesting runner. Second start in Australia. Did he derive much benefit from his first Aussie run?
Yeah, she has. A bit short for it, Mooney Valley first up, and a mile will suit much better. And and awkward gate, but she'll be getting home strongly and definitely a chance.
Another one of the horses you've taken over from Darren Weir, and it must be a bit of an awkward situation because you're still trying, I would imagine, to get a handle on these. Is very elegant. What have you been able to glean in the week that you've had her?
Seen from her racing that she's obviously a very talented horse, and first couple of days she was a little unsettled and then settled in really well, and yeah, this week she's been perfect. So again, drawn very wide, and lack of tempo in the race is her biggest challenge tomorrow, but it's a starting point, and I'm sure she'll be one to follow through the autumn.
What's her goals? Would she go to an Australian Guinea on the way to maybe an Oaks? Or
I think, yeah, just come up a little bit quick, but we won't rule it out. I know that was the original plan, but we'll see how she comes through this run, but we've got a lot of three-year-old fillies races coming up, whether it be Melbourne, South Australia, or Sydney. And I'd be thinking from a Sydney perspective, a race like the Vinery Group 1, 2,000 metres for three-year-old fillies would be the perfect race. So see how she goes Saturday, have a chat to the owners and make a decision from there.
CS Hayes is a cracking race. You got three really good chances. Ring-a-ding-ding was good, I thought, first up. Seven-day backup from Weary. Was that always the plan?
Yeah, that was his plan as well, trying to get an extra run into him before the Australian Guineas and doing the backup at the start rather than at the end, so you'd give him a two-week gap between runs. So that's the theory there, and he's drawn on the outside as well. So my thoughts would be just go back to get cover, providing the owners agree, and he's going to need a bit of luck from back there, maybe try and come through a few on the bend and then get out in the clear from the 300. So it's going to be tough from the draw, but he's a really good horse, and I was wrapped with his first up run with improvement to come.
And your two other really nice horses, Performer and Adana as well. Performer was a very good two-year-old, second up, and you got Adana who was stiff, who was second up as well. Can you split those two?
Not really. They're both going really well. Performer, I think, is ready for the 1400 and even a mile this prep, so I think he can improve. And Adana's sort of a late maturer. You got a glimpse of him in the Carbine Club in the spring, and he ran really well from a wide gate. So now they're both nice horses going forward.
All three on the way to the Guineas?
Yep.
And then the answer, my friend, he's back at his favourite place, Flemington, expecting a better performance?
Yeah. He had a quiet jump out last week and did everything right. He's a very fit horse. And as you said, he runs really well at Flemington. So got a big weight, but we're claiming with Ethan Brown, so hopefully that just helps him a little.
Who do you reckon's your best at Flemington?
Best at Flemington? I might stick my neck out and go Mountain Breath early in the day.
We like that. Get the early money. And then in Sydney, I won't go through all of them outside of Winks. Who do you think's your best? Rotator was good on debut. You've got so many other nice runners as well.
Rotator in the first, Gayatree in the third. She looks like a promising stayer. They look to help us get off to a good start.
We'll be playing them early all up into Winks. Looking forward to seeing her, Chris, and enjoy tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody.
Chris Waller, great to get in-depth thoughts on all his Autumn Carnival runners here on Racing Pulse.